from the Labor of Love album, some UB40 with a Cherry O Baby. Sadly, Brian Travers succumbed to cancer this past week, a founding member of UB40, so I wanted to go back and play something in tribute in honor of Mr. Travers. Squirt Gun before that with Frederick Frost, also Ed Gein's Car. That's the name of the band from a 7-inch they put out back, I think it was 1985, in Brain Dead Baby. Felt the need to play that because the namesake, not the car itself, but the namesake of the band, Ed Gein, today would have been the anniversary of his birth. It is the anniversary of his birth. He died back in 1984, thankfully. And if you're alive today, he would only be 115 years old. So I played some Ed Gein's Car, Brain Dead Baby, and start off the entire set with Graham Coxon. Graham Coxon of Blur fame from a solo release of his. And his cover of Mission of Burma's That's When I Reach for My Revolver. Hey, you know what? That's when I reach for the remote and I say, gosh, how do I get off this radio show? How do I turn the channel? And you can't. You can't. I control everything now. It's all because you did get vaccinated. Yeah, it's not Bill Gates. It's the mockster now that is in your DNA. And I'm just going to change it. I'm going to change you into a fan of this radio show. We are approaching the top of the hour. Speaking of, before I get into the hour, we are approaching the top of the hour. And being a fan of this radio show, I want you to be a fan of this radio station because we have so many great shows on this station. Like, for example, on Tuesdays, there's this thing called A Minute Pause. Now, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute. On the schedule, it says A Minute Pause, and it doesn't because A Minute Pause is just 60 seconds of space. Why A Minute Pause is almost insignificant amount of time. So get it straight. The Minute Pause happens each and every Tuesday with your host, Sean Watson, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And if you're lucky enough, at 2 p.m., there's a replay of the Viva La Mock radio show from the Friday before. So, wow, Tuesdays can't go wrong, can they? Can they? Anyway, as I was mentioning, we are getting up to the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. It is WRCT Pittsburgh, and I appreciate you tuning in and listening. Another hour, we're going to do a music and a radio calendar, and then in two hours, I will have a mock. And, yep, it is not a Rolling Stones mock, but how about in that next set of music, I give you a hint, or even tell you what the mock is, or I should say within the next hour, because I'll forget after the next set of music. I'm just being honest. This is just you and me talking. I'm going to forget. But when I do remember, I will remember to tell you what the mock is. Hey, did you know, speaking of dates and today marks the 30th anniversary of Pearl Jam's debut album 10 being released. Yeah, it was 30 years ago today. So in tribute, let's do it only the way I think the mockster can. Let's pay tribute to the release of 10.
But while you were sitting home alone at age 13, your real daddy was dying. Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad we told you.
life, she said. Do I deserve to be? Is that the question? And if it's so, it's so. Who answers? Who answers? And I'm still alive. Yeah. I'm still alive.
Crops in early when it gets cool. magazines. I saw the naked women. I heard about the drinkage in the bars. If my papa could have caught me, he'd have killed me. Said you might run, son, but you won't get that far. Miles were good, but the mileage is turning my hair gray. Met some people who knew me and called me friend. No sense in wanting my life to live over. Find different ways to make the same mistakes again.
sing we are me. Make them all again.
Hey there, Viva Le Mocksters, I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. No, not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hit back fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
Well, you heard about
Charlie Daniels Band wrapping up that set of music with a cover of the Stevie Ray Vaughan track Pride and Joy. Would you believe it was actually 31 years ago on this day we lost Stevie Ray Vaughan in a helicopter accident outside Chicago in Wisconsin. I actually remember the day, and I'll be honest with you. I'll be extremely honest. I'm not a big Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. Like, I appreciate it. I think he was tremendously talented. It's just this style of music just wasn't my thing, but I do remember roughly even where I was when I heard that announcement. But anyway, before the Charlie Daniels Band, how about some Whiskey Town? Speaking of people passing, I mentioned Tom T. Hall passed away this past week, so played a Whiskey Town doing a cover of Tom T. Hall's I Hope It Rains at my funeral. Also played some Uncle Tupelo in there. Went back to the March 16th through 20th, 1992 album, the second album of my set tonight that Peter Buck had production credits behind, but played Grindstone, and I played that for Tupelo. Tupelo, a new listener to the Viva La Mock radio program. Well, that's only if he made it past the first hour, because he came via another program that's a little twangier and less whatever I am. So if he didn't make it past the first hour, maybe he will just tune in on the second hour, because it got a little twangier right now. So Tupelo, that was for you. I played Uncle Tupelo. Start off the entire set with Steven Seagal's doing their cover of Pearl Jam's Alive to celebrate the fact that it was 30 years ago today that the original album from Pearl Jam was released. Hey, gets us to where we are now, about 18 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you tuning in and taking a little time out of your evening or your afternoon or whenever the show's running to just to listen. And as I said, I do appreciate that. I mentioned we lost a lot of people this week. We did lose a lot of people, it feels like, at least. I mean, I think there was like four. But still, that's four too many in my world, because in my world, I just don't want anyone to pass on. But I apparently have no control over that as much as I try. And as I mentioned, I played that Tom T. Hall song because he had passed away this week. So why not just play some Tom T. Hall?
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes me feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind.
sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes you feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain could help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Set your mind on fire, make your organ sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice fine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat banana with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all and I might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 we love beer. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from Rovib, tossing in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane, blue you sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck, nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene and caffeine only makes me neat. Up spray paint ain't so quaint, it gives you headaches and makes you faint. Ash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 we love beer.
conversation loved me so. Didn't matter anymore. I'll say she never cared and that she never will. Do it all again. I guess I'll have to wait until then. If I get too bad, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. And if I'm drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer. She called me late last night, say she loved me so. But I guess she changed her mind. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be alright. But I can't live without her, so I won't even try. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Real Big Fish wrapping up a themed set of music with their song Beer. Before that, The Replacements gave us some Beer for Breakfast. The Asylum Street Spankers with their song Beer, and inspired the song that inspired it all, the late Tom T. Hall, and I Like Beer. Hey, it's 30 minutes past the hour. Here on the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It is a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you tuning in. We still got plenty, over half the show to go, so this is some excitement. Now, I've already played a Tom T. Hall cover, and I mentioned we lost Tom T. Hall, and I played a Tom T. Hall original, but he was such a great storyteller and songwriter that I thought maybe let's have one more. Let's squeeze one more in there, but let's do it Mockster style. I'm going back to the With or Without Me album from Tom Heinle, which came out in 2003 for his version of Tom T. Hall's I Love.
I love chickens without heads, the smell of old sheds, sleeping in glass and ass. I love mailmen when they're mad, nuns when they're bad, hippies when they're cops, and rolling stops. And I love you too. I love pantyhose Play-Doh in my nose, spankings when they smarts, and shopping carts. I love golfing indoors, shag carpet floors, young Haley Mills, and pills. And I love you too. I love clowns when they smoke, funeral jokes, drunk driving in the day, and TV trays. I love bathrooms on a bus, things that don't flush, three-legged cats, and laundromats. And I love you too. I love coffee from a can, six fingers on a hand, horses when they talk, and fuzzy socks. I love bowling pins, old elbow skin, wrestlers on a beach, and sheep. And I love on a leash, anything Siamese, underwear on a doll, and Lincoln Logs. I love Goodwill cashiers, old wrestler ears, soda can pipes, and life. And
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
We'll be right back. Boston, here I go. give your love to me. Driving me bad. Your love for me got to be real. I want you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Holly, Not Fade Away, wrapping up that set of music, a set inspired by the Rolling Stones and the passing of Charlie Watts. Played that one because that was the A-side to the Rolling Stones' first U.S. single, was their cover of that song, so I wanted to play that. The song I played before that, The Liars Doing Stone, that was a Stones penned song, but it was actually the B-side of their second U.K. single, and I should say that that Buddy Holly track was the A-side to the third U.K. single. What else was, how about the Beatles, I Want to Be Your Man? That was the A-side to the Rolling Stones' second U.K. single. It came out in November 1964, and it was also the B-side of the first U.S. single by the Rolling Stones. Then we go to that first single that came out in the U.K. The B-side was Muddy Waters, I Want to Be Loved, so I played you the original version. June 1963 is when the Stones released that, and the A-side was their version of Chuck Berry's Come On. Woo! Come On! Got that one out, and I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed it. It was just a bunch of A and B sides of some Rolling Stones inspired stuff, because we did lose Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. If you want some good oldies, some really, really good oldies, you should tune into Radio 9. It's each and every Saturday from noon to 3. Your host is Jay Thurber, and when they let him out and he's on his meds, it's a great show. So tune in on a Saturday afternoon and enjoy your day here on WRCT with Jay Thurber. I have a music and a radio calendar coming up in a matter of seconds, but before I get to either of those, I've got this special announcement.
And welcome to the Gray Area on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Leah Minsky, and tonight we are going to be doing a fun set of kind of a little bit of everything. There's going to be some Detroit techno, some disco, some experimental art concept projects. I hope you enjoy. Our first song is Plastophilia 2 by Polar Effect. Thanks so much for tuning in.
We'll be right back. go, go.